back to more music. Behind me right now is Julie Cruz with a song called The World Spins off of Floating Into the Night. And you might recognize this as music that played a huge role in the TV show Twin Peaks. Again, a very Northwest phenomenon, even though it was a TV show that played for the world. There's something incredibly Northwestian about Twin Peaks and the soundtrack and the spookiness that Angelo Baldadamante did for the music of that whole series. So now we're going to go to Mount Eerie. The song is called Mount Eerie Revealed. And we're going to get to some of the heavier part of the set, where his newer music definitely dabbles in the world of experimental and some black metal. And you're going to hear that for the next half an hour. Woo! Cause and Effect, I'm Lightning's Girl. 97.3 FM. I am Lightning's Girl. This is the last 15 minutes of Cause and Effect. I've had a wonderful time sharing the music of Phil Elverum. All of his picks tonight have been so fantastic. Definitely one of my favorite shows. You can see what we played tonight and his notes at WRIR.org. Behind me right now is Menace Ruin from One Too Many. That's the Die Is Cast album. And we had, Mount Erie with The Place I Live. And I read a great line from one of the writers on Tiny Mixtapes, Ed Kamenthal or Kamenthali. And because Mount Erie has so many references to nature, is so pure to his environment. And what the writer says is, speaking about the music of Mount Erie, feels like you're dumping trash into the woods. And I couldn't agree more. And that is the fifth studio album by Mount Erie that was released in 2012. That's this year, May to be more specific. And it's actually the first of two albums. Like I said, he's very prolific. And there is supposed to be another record called Ocean's Roar coming, I think, in September. We heard Angelo Badalamente with Mr. Rock's Betty's theme from Mulholland Drive, and hearing those two sounds together, or songs, I couldn't quite put my finger on some of the influences for Clear Moon, and then once he'd included Angelo into the soundtrack, this particular soundtrack choice into the mix, I was like, oh, of course! It makes perfect sense when you hear them back to back. Weird Burzum with Eight Bellis Tilla Bakkompst. Yeah, I can't pronounce that. And then Conclusion in parentheses. I didn't play the full song. It is 9 minutes of basically an endless guitar outro, as Phil puts it to his notes. We heard Popol Vuh, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it. And I'm so mad at myself that I never realized that Fitzcarraldo had this amazing soundtrack. It's one of my favorite movies. And yet, the soundtrack somehow completely escaped me. The song we heard was Vihi Corazon, and it's actually Florian Frick, who is sort of the mastermind behind the soundtrack. That was done in 1970, and he was one of the first German musicians who worked a lot with Moogs, and just a really cool, heavy record, but not heavy in the traditional sense. And his name stems from the Incan mythology, and sort of basically the evolution of humanity. It's a little bit like the Incan version of the Bible. And then Mount Erie at the beginning of that set, with Mount Erie Revealed. And like I said earlier, his catalog is huge, and he has all sorts of great packaging that goes with these records. And this particular record was an EP that was a 10-inch picture disc that also came with a 132-page hardcover art book with his photography. So not just prolific in the music, but also photography and writing. We have Menace Ruin behind me, which I mentioned earlier. And we're just going to play the final 10 minutes of sets, 10 minutes of songs that I can squeeze in on the podcast, which will happen. I will include the full versions of whatever doesn't get played tonight. And we're going to hear Mount Erie with Mouth of the Sky from Wynn's poem Word Visions, the song called Air Conditioning. And we can't include the newish style of Phil's music and not play Xathar, who is an American solo black metal artist from the West Coast. So thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to let these last three songs play out. Thank you so much for listening, and Paul's Boutique is up next. And thanks again, Phil.
Every time I go there.